Ralph Rockwell lives in North Wilkett. He's a certified mechanic and he runs a tow truck. Erica Heilman visited him recently at a distance, and they spoke about what it's like to run a tow truck during a pandemic.
Well, let's see how... Just get a little bit up here.
This is the sound of me balancing a microphone taped to a Swiffer, taped to a snow scraper, which was taped at the end to a broom handle, balanced that on a folding chair. Ralph sat inside his shop next to a tractor, and I sat outside the shop, and we talked for a while. Here's Ralph.
How would you say people around here are thinking about this virus?
Some of them are taking it serious, and of course we don't get out much, but some of the people we meet, like we went out yesterday to do a tow, the first one in a long time, and the gentleman in Crashbury, I tried to tell him as soon as I got out of the truck, I said, I'm at the perfect age to get this virus, and I don't want to get it, and I certainly don't want to give it to you, so we got to stay our distance. And because he knew me, he wanted to get really close, and he opened the back door of the garage so I could come in to jumpstart his mother's car, and he still come around. When he come around, I kind of backed up, you know. But he thanked me for getting it started, but I think some people don't realize how serious it is. Can't really get a handle on it. And one guy called last week and said he needed a car towed. It was in Crashbury and take it to Barton. Turned out that it was in another shop's driveway. It had been there for 4 months, and the guy decided that day was the day that he wanted it towed to Barton. And AAA always say the member's got to be there, show the card. I called the member and I said, nobody needs to be there. Leave us the keys. So she agreed. And we get up there, and the owner of the car is there. And the owner of the shop comes out, and they both want to talk, and I'm trying to back up and stay my distance. I didn't even want to get in the car there. Mike Denton told me, the inside of a car is more dirtier than your toilet seat, if you stop and think about it. That's a real close and fine quarters. Everybody's coughing and sneezing, blowing their nose or whatever, and, very seldom get sanitized, So I had him put it in neutral and just got it on the truck and got it up there, unloaded it. And the guy, I'm watching him, he's over there pumping gas. Somebody comes in, he's standing within a foot or two of the guy, no gloves on, no mask or nothing, talking away. And it was like, you guys don't get it, So finally I hollered over to him and told him the keys were in it and the window was down and he could secure it. And he come over like he wanted to be my best friend or something. But we try to do everything we can to be safe like you're doing today, But it's hard for people to visualize when it's something they can't see, hear, smell, or taste, But I just believe a lot of things that they tell you, and I try to use common sense. I don't have hand sanitizers. You couldn't find any. I had some Preparation H things that were dried out. Poured alcohol on them, so they should work good for sanitizing wipes,
How old are you?
I'm 67. Lord willing, I'll be 68 in June if I make it.
Are you afraid for yourself?
No.
Why?
Because I know the Lord, and I know if I die that I'll be in a better place. But the thing that bothers me the most is the burden that be on my family, my wife, and my loved ones. And I pray every day that nothing happens to either one of our kids, because that would be heartbreaking. But we just pray to the Lord every day we get up and thank Him for what we got. And sometimes it gets confusion. You say, I want this, and I want that, and you convince yourself you need it. You got to have it, And realistically, you don't. Like we lost our Channel 3, and my wife and I, especially my wife, she liked the love shows that come on, and our life revolved around that, to watch them when they come on from 12:30 to 1:30, 2:30, and all of a sudden it went off, and it just wouldn't go. What we found now, we live just fine without it, It wasn't a need, You need food to live. You need clean water. You need loved ones. It makes a different perspective on life. What do you need or what do you want?
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.